This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and still with me in this segment, our last segment together, is Lionel. In the next segment, we will have Paul Joseph Watson from London picking up the hosting activities here. As we went to break, Lionel, we were talking about how they don't really have a strategy. They don't have a plan. We just saw a Democrat admit that. He says, hey, but we do have a leader that we've had forever, Nancy Pelosi. She's going to be there, but she's got no strategy, no plan. What we have seen, as you pointed out, is politics of personal destruction. We see the politics of division sold as a politics of diversity, but it's really about a division, and it's about diversion, isn't it? It's about pushing things away. I mean, how do you see them recouping from this? They don't seem to have learned anything from this last election.
May I try it this way? By the way, let's think of what we would say. Let's assume, God forbid, it would hire you and me to say, listen, you guys know what you're doing. Help us with the Democratic Party. This is our thought experiment for all of the billions of people around the world watching InfoWars. Okay, here's what I would say. A lie. Just lie. Come up and tell them you have something. Ask what people want. Just go to a mall. Say, what do you care about? Crime, security, my family, taxes, the future, immigration, keep going, drug abuse, throw someone in, pets, I don't care, diet, throw in whatever you want. And then say, Hillary, go up and lie. Just say you're going to tackle and have something nominal. Don't just say, point to my website. That was her big thing. Well, you know, if you go to my website, if you go to my website, when she wasn't gravely ill, when she was able to actually speak to people, it wasn't gone AWOL for 200 days. So, and I'm not kidding. I would have lied. I would have said, well, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say what I'm going to do. Name it. What happened was there was a sense of entitlement. You know, when I was a prosecutor, I used to run into every now and then these people who thought they were bulletproof and invisible. Seriously, there were like bank robbers who would walk in. I'm saying, you again? Why did you do this? Why did you go to the place where they knew you? Because I got away with it once, and I did it twice, and I did it again, and I felt like maybe I'm just invisible. Because she had been told for so long, Hillary, this is your time. Hillary, this is, how do you think she could have squirreled all that money away? How do you think she could have basically bamboozled people with forcing them to donate to the Clinton Foundation and pay $250,000 for her speeches? Because she was so good at saying, no. Mr. Knight, you don't understand something. I'm going to be the president. I'm not going to be indicted. It ain't going to happen. And Bernie, you can do all your stuff with all your millennials and Trump, but I don't give a damn what. You might as well just give me the crown now, because I got news for you. I'm on a fast track to the presidency. I mean, the Pope.
Well, it was a rigged system.
The Vatican can't do this.
It was a rigged system, and she knew it. She had the DNC rigged for her. She had the media rigging it for her, feeding her answers in the background and everything. You know, I think you're onto something. She could have gone out and asked people, you know, what are you concerned about? And she could have lied to them and said, I share your concerns. I'm going to do this and that. But instead, it was she just ignored, didn't even pretend to care what the people wanted. It was all about her own personal privilege and entitlement.
And I would have also told you, if you were, God forbid, David, let's say you were Hillary Clinton, and I say, whoa, Mr. Knight, come here for a second. Listen, don't say anything about forcing Trump to agree to accept the results of the election, because, Mr. Knight, I know this may be hard for you to believe, but you may not win. Yeah. And we may have to, you know, I know that sounds crazy. I know I'm crazy to even suggest that. I'm out of my mind. I've been hitting it pretty hard, but don't say that. No, they
she made the rope that she hung herself with, didn't she? You
know? Then, right, and then what happened was, whenever there was this man who basically asked people and said so plainly, "I'm going to tear up TPP. I'm going to get your, you know." Mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? If you can do it, great, but damn it, it's a plan.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, where
he had a strategy. He had a plan. Yeah, thank you so much. We're talking to Lionel, LionelMedia.com, and you can find him on Twitter at Lionel Media. Thank you, Lionel. Coming up, Paul Joseph Watson.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live for 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show on this Friday edition, and it's been another week of hot-hurt losers trying to overturn election results, trying to overturn democratic referendums. We've got yet another example of that today with Brexit, which I'm going to get onto. Absolutely sick of talking about it at this point. It was in June. We're now 5 months later, nearly 6 months later. There's still no actual date on when Article 50 will be triggered and that Brexit, the whole process, will begin. No date set whatsoever. They're still putting in roadblocks. They're still trying to get a second referendum. They're hailing inconsequential by-election results in Remain strongholds and hailing them as a sea change in the national sentiment. Absolute, complete BS. But BBC News, Sky News, is regurgitating it without question, as you would expect. Meanwhile, Jill Stein, the political failure who got about 1% of the vote and who nobody cares about, who her own Green Party has now publicly abandoned her, she's still carrying on with her useless, pointless recount, which has no other purpose than trying to prevent Donald Trump from winning the election fairly, legitimately, trying to derail his credibility as he heads towards the inauguration. Well, the Wisconsin recount has started, and in one county, they tallied up the votes once again. Hillary Clinton finished up with one extra vote. That's right, one extra vote. I think they tallied it up and they said the vote would have to continue for about another 70 years at the same course for Hillary Clinton to overturn Donald Trump's margin of victory, just in Wisconsin alone. So maybe they can keep this going for 70 years. Maybe that's long enough for them to overturn it. And, you know, they'll probably be happy to do that because, God forbid, they would accept the fair result of a Democratic election. That's not what the Democratic Party is all about. A Michigan attorney, the Attorney General, has filed a lawsuit to halt the recount. This is Michigan Attorney General Bill Schotter filed a lawsuit to stop the recount there, a move that came hours after Trump attorneys had filed a complaint to block the proceedings. So, you know, it's going to be harder for them to do it in Michigan. It's going to be even harder for them to do it in Pennsylvania. But they're dang well going to try because they hate democracy. They're sore losers and they're not going to give it up very easily. In fact, we had the story yesterday. You've got electors now reportedly planning, scheming, a coalition of them to vote against the will of the residents of their own state. So in states that Trump won, these electors on December 19th are not going to vote for him. The question is, how many are going to do that? We saw a report out of Texas where one elector says he's not going to vote for Trump because of biblical reasons, whatever the hell that means. I mean, Christians are being slaughtered in the Middle East on a daily basis. Trump says he wants to do something about that. Somehow that's unchristian. God knows how that works. He's not going to vote for Trump. We've got reports of other electors that are getting together again in a coalition and saying that they're not going to vote for Trump on December 19th. Is it 15? Is it less than 15? Are there two groups of electors, one of 15, one of 9, 10, 11, 12? We don't know because they haven't gone public. Now it's about, what, 2.5, 3 weeks before the Electoral College meets. Will one of them go public? Because you can bet your bottom dollar that when he or she does, they will get endless media attention, as many interviews as they need on all the major networks to then try and convince other electors to vote their conscience. In other words, to vote against tens of millions of American people who voted for Donald Trump in a fair election. They will get all the media attention they need, which will then serve, perhaps, to convince other electors to do the same. Is it likely to happen? No. It's a complete long shot. It's a Hail Mary, but again, it illustrates the complete desperation of Democrats, of leftists, and the severity of the butthurt, the sore losers who whined for weeks about us not accepting the results of the election. Oh, the right-wingers, they're going to go out and riot if they lose this election. Who went out and rioted? Oh, it was you. Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. He refuses to accept the election result. 1 week after the election result, oh, look, Hillary Clinton's involved in this recount. What a surprise. So we've got Hillary ahead by one vote. They found one vote for her. Obviously didn't fill in enough blank ballots there, Hillary. They found one extra vote for Hillary Clinton in this Wisconsin Menonomy County. 17 extra votes for Jill Stein, 12 for Libertarian Gary Johnson again. I think the estimate was this vote would have to go on for 70-odd years at that rate for Hillary Clinton to overturn Donald Trump's margin of victory. We have a petition, which is the most popular petition ever, that calls to install Hillary Clinton as president. It's entitled Make Hillary Clinton President, posted at change.org. Now has a total of over 4.6 million signatories at the time of writing, making it the most popular petition in the website's history. It's a shame that all the idiots who signed that petition were too lazy to get off their butts and vote 3 weeks ago, isn't it? Yeah, actually leaving the house and filling in a piece of paper. That was too much for them in their weed-addled stupor. But they can click a few buttons and sign a petition on the internet and think that that has some kind of weight or importance. It doesn't. The same person probably signed it thousands of times. Remember the second referendum petitions after Brexit, where they had millions of people sign those. Turned out that the majority of signatures were from people living in foreign countries who could have never voted for Brexit in the first place. But they think that having a petition on change.org has some kind of weight or importance. It doesn't. The American Mirror reports, Obama worshippers chant 4 more years at White House Christmas tree lighting. There's only 48 days more for Obama bots to chant admiration for their dear leader. They made the most of it as President Obama and his family lit the national Christmas tree outside the White House last night. Attendees could be heard chanting 4 more years during the ceremony. Again, if you put a referendum to these people, asking them if they wanted Obama to be a lifetime dictator like Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un, the vast majority of them would sign it. And they still call themselves Democrats. Oh, the irony. But Brexit, basically, there was a by-election. The results were announced this morning. Now, bearing in mind, they had a high court ruling which said that the government had to pass a parliamentary vote before Brexit could be triggered. That's not what the referendum said. And that those judges were all corrupt EU sycophants and lackeys. The same thing is going to happen with the Supreme Court judgment here in a couple of days' time. So they had that already going on in the background. So they had a by-election in an area of London called Richmond, which voted 70% Remain. And a candidate who won with less than 50% of the vote supported Remain. So then all the media came out and said that this was a stunning repudiation of Brexit sentiment across the country. Okay, so an area in which 70% of the population voted Remain votes for somebody who gets less than 50% of the vote, and that represents the entirety of the country and how they've suddenly changed their mind on Brexit. Give me a break. Okay? Sky News, which is worse than the BBC in many aspects. They lie consistently about Brexit. Lib Dems vow to fight hard Brexit after Richmond by-election win. The Liberal Democrats have vowed to fight against a hard Brexit in the aftermath of the party's stunning victory. It was absolutely stunning. It was like 20,000 votes. Oh, my God. Compared to 17.4 million British people who voted for Brexit. Yet they're saying that this is a stunning victory. It's a massive sea change in the entire sentiment of the country. So this MP called Sarah Olney, who then later gave a radio interview in which she walked off because she had zero knowledge of the EU, of the actual issues relating to the referendum, she won a by-election and then got on the media and said that this result paved the way for Parliament to, quote, override the EU referendum result. Isn't that ironic that she's a member of the Liberal Democrats, keyword being Democrats, and she's on the media talking about overriding the democratic will of the British people? Give me strength. But again, this is monumental. You know, 20,000 people voted for her. And again, where's the second vote, right? This is the same woman who called for a second referendum immediately after Brexit. Now, these people were low information who voted in Richmond. They were swayed. They were deluded by lies from extreme left-wing propaganda outlets like The Guardian. So I think it's only fair that we have a second vote. I mean, who would oppose that? Only people who hate democracy would oppose that. Only intolerant bigots would oppose that. So she walked off this interview. Again, it's a Remain area. No surprise whatsoever, yet the media is hailing it as this massive sea change in the sentiment of the country. Such BS. How on earth is that a reversal of Brexit sentiment when the people in the area voted 70% for Brexit? Oh, and by the way, those are the same people who lectured the rest of the country about how intolerant and bigoted they were, because they were anti-mass immigration. This is literally the whitest area of London. So they preach all day about the virtues, the wonders of mass immigration, while choosing to live in the whitest area possible. And that is the root of their hypocrisy. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live. Don't go away.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. privatepowergrid.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show live. So basically we have a conservative populist revolution sweeping Europe, sweeping the West. Illustrated by the success of Donald Trump, illustrated by the fact that Francois Hollande, the socialist French president who has completely ruined that country, basically turned it into one giant Islamic ghetto, now has 4% approval rating and is so despised in France that for the first time ever in the history of the Fifth Republic of France, the sitting president is not going to run for re-election because he's that unpopular. He's wrecked the country to such a degree that he has no chance whatsoever of winning. So then they've got this Fillon candidate in there who's basically all talk and no action. He says he's going to take on radical Islam, has no actual policy on how to do that. Obviously a ringer to try and distract from, to try and derail the success of Marine Le Pen. We've got a situation over in Italy where they have a huge rejection, repudiation of the government coming up if polls are to be believed on Sunday. Again, they fear it could destroy the European Union, like that's a bad thing. So we have this conservative populist revolution sweeping Europe. And in the UK, they have one by-election victory because the conservative member stood down from the Conservative Party and ran as an independent, Zach Goldsmith, who specializes in losing elections. They win this election. About 20,000 people vote for this liberal Democrat who wants to override the democratic will of the British people. And the media comes out and says it's a historic moment for the country. One little area that voted 70% Remain in the first place votes, as you would expect, for this Remain candidate. But it's a stunning rejection of Brexit. The media is literally telling British people that 20,000 posh lefties in Richmond represent the country better than 17.4 million Brexit voters. Absolutely insane level of propaganda, but you're never going to hear a word against it because we don't have a real media in this country that isn't completely biased and left-wing. Sky News feigns as if it's right of the BBC, when it's even worse than the BBC. There's no news station like Fox News, which isn't brilliant, but at least it's something. There's absolutely nothing like that in the United Kingdom, and people just don't hear this kind of information. The Telegraph reports top EU official claims shock result is a win for Remain, as Ian Duncan Smith tells him to mind his own bloody business. And this is Guy Verhofstadt, the rat-faced, unelected bureaucrat, former commie, who sits in the EU, is now sticking his nose into British by-elections, gloating about how this is such a massive victory. Philip Davis, another Conservative MP, said, "I'm happy for them to make this result a referendum on the EU, as the EU referendum over 70% voted for Remain. At this by-election, the Lib Dems got less than 50%. Seems like a big swing from Remain to Leave." So again, they got 20% less of the vote than they did for Remain in this same area. But these unelected rat-faced commie bureaucrats in the EU are hailing it as a repudiation of Brexit. Well, it's anything but. So again, you've got that going on. You have a situation in Canada where their taxpayer-funded news network, CBC, has produced what can only be described as an absolutely bizarre racist video. This is out of Information Liberation. Canadian state TV hails beige horizon with no white people. Imagine if a taxpayer-funded news network, television network, came out with a rap video hailing the extinction of black people. I mean, how would that fly? Yet the CBC has produced a bizarre music video hailing an inevitable future where white people are made extinct. Actually, use racist terms like Mexi Jews, chonkies, and Beaner Schnitzels while attacking Donald Trump and Stephen Bannon as racists for their perceived relationship with the alt-right. So again, these are the people who celebrate diversity, yet in the very lyrics of this racist rap song, they say they're looking forward to the day where everyone looks the same. Really? That's diversity, is it? Everyone looking the same? I suppose they all have the same opinions too. Because you won't tolerate diversity of opinion, will you? Again, this was on YouTube. It got 16,000 downvotes compared to just 82 upvotes. And the comments were so vitriolic, they had to disable the comments. One of the comments said, "The video highlighted a contradiction with the idea that race doesn't exist, but white people alone need to die." So again, it's this idea that the only
the last acceptable form of racism is racism against white people. We're all for diversity apart from white people. They all need to die. That is CBC. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go away.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
My friends, Alex Jones here with one final message for this Friday worldwide broadcast, and it's this. I am very thankful for this audience. I'm very thankful for the great crew and people like Paul Watson. I am very thankful to your prayers and support, and I'm very thankful to our founders who laid down the right of free speech and the right to assemble, the right of private property, and of course, the right to not just defend ourselves with free speech, but also defend ourselves physically as a last resort. And of course, they didn't give us those rights. They simply laid out some of the basic known rights under common law and under natural law and common sense. And we need to see a return to that. But the reason I wanted to add this addendum, earlier I discussed the fact that we have to now boycott Kellogg's and every other globalist organization that is openly funding the end of free press in this country while funding radical terroristic groups that are out killing police officers. This is a foreign takeover. That is not rhetoric. This is really happening. And there's one other big piece I didn't get to dealing with this congressional
funding that passed the House for $170 million for a domestic news control system that makes Operation Mockingbird by the CIA pale in significance. And that's that we also have Yahoo coming out, and I've seen other publications saying this, that they have to start indoctrinating children in school against fake news. Yeah, you'll probably tell us there's no such thing as the Bilderberg Group, or that Obamacare's free, or that Trump's going to lose the election and put out some fake polls. This really is the dying gasp of these people, but they could lash out and really hurt us. That's why I'm saying everybody's done a great job, but you've got to intensify what you're doing. And if you're black, you've got to reach out to folks that are white and Hispanic. If you're white, you've got to do vice versa, Hispanic, vice versa. They are just sowing the seeds of such division and such pain and such mental illness in a desperate attempt to keep us from discovering true free market that is so much better than globalism and total enslavement. But, man, when you're talking about openly state-run media, we already know from WikiLeaks that CNN, ABC, CBS, MSNBC are basically state-run. But now it's going to be so much worse with them openly coordinating and Obama calling for state funding in Rolling Stone earlier this week to run state-run media. I mean, this is so classically dangerous and authoritarian. And so that's why it's so important that everybody realize that we have a case of political cancer, and so does Europe, and we have to get rid of these arrogant, unelected, out-of-control organizations. It is so imperative. I want to get Paul Watson's take on this as he goes on to other news today, and, of course, the other great hosts that have done a great job roundtabling, like David Knight, Lionel, and so many others. And then, of course, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, Lord willing, because in days like this, who knows? That's why I want to thank you all for your support over the years and just want to ask you to intensify your support, spreading the videos, the articles, purchasing the products, supporting our sponsors, because this is an all-out war. And it's not exhausting to fight this war. It's animating. It's exciting. Wild horses cannot drag me away. And so, again, I salute you all. I thank you, and I love you all. Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com.
And Alex mentioned there a headline, which we've got up on InfoWars.com. Yahoo News columnist wants schools to indoctrinate kids to trust mainstream media. This is the solution to fake news, or in other words, the fact that we're kicking their butt on every single front, winning the info war, as Hillary Clinton lamented years ago. With trust in mainstream media outlets plunging to historic lows, a Yahoo News columnist has an ingenious idea to restore faith in the MSM. Indoctrinate children in schools to only place confidence in the corporate press. So he wants basically a media literacy class mandatory in all schools, all high schools, so that youngsters just get a sense of what's real news and what's fake news. Of course, the only news they can trust is the Washington Post, is Yahoo News. Well, what a surprise. Again, how about this? How about instead of labeling everyone who has a different opinion as fake news, how about you stop lying? You know, he uses the example of the Washington Post article, which had this prop or not fake news list, Russian propaganda list. That article has been vehemently debunked and eviscerated by innumerable different news outlets since it came out. They put left-wing news websites on this list that were mildly critical of Hillary Clinton and called it Russian propaganda. That's propaganda right there. That is state propaganda. That is Democratic Party propaganda. You're the fake news. They're the fake news while pointing fingers all day telling us that we are the fake news. The difference between fake news, which does exist, there are fake news websites that put out fake news to make money. The difference is the most harm that happens with fake news is they make a few advertising dollars. When the mainstream media puts out fake news, hundreds of thousands of people die. Okay? That's the frigging difference. You put out fake news about mobile biological weapons laboratories. You know, Saddam Hussein's drone aircraft that can spray anthrax over wide areas. Complete BS. Colin Powell holding up a vial of anthrax in front of the UN. Complete BS. Saying that Iraq had these mobile weapons labs based on known liars as sources. Okay? That's fake news. You put it out, Washington Post, New York Times, hundreds of thousands of people died. That is the difference.
You can talk about Dan Rather. You can talk about Brian Williams. Talk about Hillary Clinton being under, you know, fake sniper fire. Again, that's fake news. That has real consequences. People making a few advertising bucks off some made-up headlines isn't really much of a threat unless you then try and exploit that as the mainstream media, as you've lost all your trust and credibility because you lie and come out with fake news. You can exploit that and use it, again, to list, blacklist your detractors as fake news along with actual fake news, when in reality it's basically anyone who has a different opinion. Look, I'm still waiting for my check from the Kremlin, but it hasn't arrived yet. I mean, I'm sick of reading how, you know, oh, you're a cook because you don't say that white supremacy is the way to go. You're a cook. You're being controlled by the left. And then the left says, oh, you're a neo-Nazi. You're a bigot. I'm sick of it. Okay? We try to tell the truth as we see it. Do we make mistakes? Yes. Do we deliberately create fake headlines and fake stories for advertising dollars? No, we don't need to. We make our own money, and it doesn't come in the form of checks from corrupt governments. Unlike CNN, of course, which takes checks from the corrupt dictatorship of Bahrain to make puff piece propaganda programs about how great their government is, while they're literally killing protesters on the streets, okay? We don't need that money. We don't take those checks. You do. You're the fake news. Before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about InfoWarsStore.com again. This is how we make money. We don't take checks from George Soros, like Black Lives Matter, like MoveOn.org. This is how we make money. This is how we buy the cameras. This is how we pay tens of thousands in bandwidth costs every week. This is how we pay our staff of writers, of reporters. This is how we become a real news organization that takes on the mainstream media, is by selling vitamin products. Oh, God forbid. So please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsLife.com, where we have vitamin mineral fusion drink. And, you know, just appreciate this, because over in the EU, they've basically banned vitamins in any kind of high strength, so you can't even get them anymore. So before, you know, the authoritarians come for this, just appreciate what you can get at InfoWarsLife.com. And this is the affordable and great-tasting vitamin mineral fusion drink. It's back in stock. It's loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body needs. The best part is the ingredients in vitamin mineral fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. We're talking vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, magnesium, selenium, L-glutamine, folic acid, calcium, and many others. Again, this is a limited run. It won't be there for long. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. God forbid you would make yourself want to feel a little bit better and improve your health while supporting our network. God forbid you would want to do that. We're so discredited because we sell vitamins. God forbid, shame on us. We don't take checks from corrupt Gulf state dictatorships or billionaire globalist financiers like MoveOn.org, like Media Matters, like Think Progress, but they're so credible, we're fake news. Okay, let's get back into the real news. Again, Brexit is going on. They're trying to sabotage that. It's not happening once again. You've got a cooked Conservative government, many of whom campaigned against Brexit in the first place, now being tasked with carrying it out. Meanwhile, in Ohio earlier this week, we had a terrorist ram innocent people with a vehicle, then get out and start slashing them. It since turned out that, imagine my shock, he was a social justice warrior. That's right. Remember we had the ISIS manifesto back, I think it was about 6-7 months ago now, where they actually came out and said, this was ISIS in their own manifesto, they came out and said, left-wing social justice activists broadly share the same goals as jihadists, so let's take over Europe, recruit them, radicalize them, and arm them to carry out violent terrorist attacks. Because again, social justice warriors and jihadists broadly share the same goals. Not my words, the words of ISIS in their own manifesto. So no surprise that we had that happen again earlier this week at Ohio State University, where it turned out that the terrorist, Mr. Artan, the peace-loving, religion of peace Somali immigrant, was studying microaggressions as part of his university course. Microaggressions is this bizarre branch of political correctness, which basically says a white person smiling at a black person is a microaggression. It's politically incorrect. Again, anything that could be taken as offensive towards any minority whatsoever, any kind of mundane phrase or behavior, that's a microaggression. That's what Mr. Artan, jihadist, was studying right before this attack. The same guy who was whining about Islamophobia and Muslims being mistreated right before the attack. Part of his radicalization process came from his involvement in social justice issues. We now have a direct connection between jihadism and social justice warriors, and it's not the first time this has happened. But Faith Goldie of Rebel Media went to the university, talked to people, and just wait and see what they said. Let's roll this clip.
I'm here at Ohio State University, which has just become the setting of ISIS's most recent terrorist attack on U.S. soil, committed by one Abdul Artan. He's a Somalian refugee. Now, it should be pointed out that this terrorist attack comes just 2 months after another knife terrorist attack in Minnesota that was perpetrated by the son of Somalian refugees. So I figured we'd walk around campus and ask students if they're shaken up by recent events here in their own backyard, or if the occasional terrorist attack is just a small price we have to pay for multiculturalism.
You feel safe on campus after the attack this week?
Yep.
You do? Would you call it a terrorist attack?
Depends on what your definition of terrorism is.
According to your definition?
No.
Would you call what happened terrorism?
I don't know what happened yet. I don't know what it's about, and I think we still have a lot to learn about the incident.
ISIS has claimed responsibility.
I do realize that, but that doesn't always mean that's what necessarily happened.
Would you call this terrorism?
I'm not sure. I've been just kind of, like, keeping updated with the news. I'm not sure, like, if they've confirmed that or denied that.
ISIS claimed responsibility.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Would you call what happened terrorism?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I would say it was a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? Why would you say that?
Because I think that that person probably experienced a lot of racism, and racism is a traumatic experience. And I hope that people that look like him and who don't look like me feel safe on campus, too.
Do you think that it's fair game to bring up his religion?
I mean, I think that it's kind of dangerous to bring up his religion because, like, yeah, he was a Muslim and that, but, like, that doesn't mean that all Muslims are bad and we should be afraid of all of them.
Do you think it's fair game to bring up the man's religion?
I think that needs to be separate from the rest of what you're looking at. I think if it's clear that it's a terrorist attack, as far as how it was inspired, then I think you go off of that and not off of religion.
I guess I would say, you know, until we know more what role his religion played in the incident, if any, I think we can stay away from that.
Did you read his Facebook post that he posted right before committing the attack?
Yeah. I think they're ambiguous. I mean, you know, lots of people probably say those same sorts of things, probably hundreds of thousands of people, and don't do terrorist attacks. So I'm not sure that they're related.
Now, do you think that this is just the sort of thing that we're going to have to accept going forward? Is just a price to pay for being a multicultural, diverse, and tolerant society?
Yeah, probably. Like, when you're accepting people from all different, like, walks of life and different races and religions, like, there are bad people. Sometimes people are bad. And, like, it's gonna happen. It's not because one group is worse than another. It's just because bad people exist.
So you would say that Islam's the same as any other religion?
Yeah. Like, there are radical Christians, and just any religion is gonna have extremists, and just because they're Muslim doesn't mean that, oh, suddenly all Muslims are bad.
Who do you think is the bigger victim here, the 11 injured or the Somali community who's lost someone?
Well, I, you know, obviously I hate to, you know, put
rank victimhood. The people who got hurt, that was terrible. The good news is I think they're all going to recover. The Somali community, I think a lot of, I feel sorry. We'll know more when we know what happened and what was going on. I hope that they can recover from this as well. I'm sure that, you know, the man's family evidently didn't know anything about this. I'm sure that they felt horrible to lose their son and brother and so forth. So I think, you know, there's a lot of sympathy to go around, I guess.
Are you a student here?
No, I'm a faculty member.
Well, you can chalk it up to ignorance, inhibition, or even indoctrination, but it would seem folks here on the ground at OSU are unwilling to admit, to come to terms, and to cope with the fact that Islamic terrorists have just targeted their own backyard.
So again, the guy wrote a Facebook post saying why he did this. He wanted to kill the infidels. ISIS claimed responsibility, but God forbid you would mention that he was a Muslim, because that has nothing whatsoever to do with it. Of course, what has more to do with it is the fact that America is racist, and that's what made him carry out this attack. In fact, America is so racist that it gave this guy free healthcare, free housing, free education, and food stamps. But that just wasn't quite enough, was it? Still a little bit too much racism towards this individual, and that, according to these students at Ohio State University, justified the attack. This is the insanity that we are up against. We're going to get back into it after the break on the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You've got it.
The Trishman is coming to you.
back to the final segment of the Alex Jones Show. And as you heard before the break, again, Islam had nothing to do with the attack at Ohio State University earlier this week. Even though he wrote a Facebook post explaining how he wanted to kill the infidels, even though the Islamic State, the day after the attack, claimed it as their own. But again, it's taboo to even mention the word Islam. And in fact, isn't it America that's to blame for an Islamic radical ramming a car into innocent people and then slashing them? Isn't it Americans that are to blame for that? They were a little bit too racist, didn't give him enough food stamps, didn't give him enough free education, housing or healthcare. A little bit racist there. And we should be thinking about mean tweets about all the American migrants in the aftermath of this. We should be sympathizing with the terrorist family, really, shouldn't we? Not the actual victims of the terrorist attack. Yes, that's what they actually said in that clip. These universities are the breeding grounds for absolute unbridled insanity. And we've kind of eviscerated it in the popular culture to some extent. We've kind of eviscerated it in the media world. But it's still as virulent as ever in these universities. And in fact, the day after this attack, NPR gave a platform to another Somali migrant who basically came out and said that, again, unpleasant tweets and perhaps mean stares were the biggest threat in the aftermath of this attack. Not the fact that these attacks are now happening on a regular basis. You had a Somali-American migrant in a mall, I believe it was in Minneapolis, just a few months before this, again, go on a rampage, thankfully shot dead by a responsible person with a gun. This is happening more and more frequently, but they're now saying that it's racist to even mention any connection whatsoever to Islam, while the attacker makes Facebook posts about how it's driven by Islam, and while the Islamic State claims responsibility. Meanwhile, you've got a group which has come out with basically a propaganda ad that says, it's time we all take a stand against hate. It's time we all spread love. Basically, again, blaming this attack on the intolerance of Americans. Well, I would argue that stabbing a bunch of people for not believing the same thing of you is the very definition of hatred. And really, that's what we should be worried about. FBI says San Bernardino terrorists were triggered by Christmas meeting. Now, we heard reports about this at the time of the San Bernardino attack last year. Now it's being confirmed. Again, the attackers, Tashfeen Malik, was ordered, along with Farouk, to attend a Christmas meeting. Wasn't even a Christmas party, just a Christmas meeting of fellow county employees in front of a Christmas tree in a conference room. And that is what triggered them to plan this massacre. I guess the solution to that, if you ask the students there at Ohio State University, would be just to ban Christmas, right? Well, that's happening at other universities. Campus Reform reports, no religious icons during Christmas, colleges tell students. They're basically saying you can't have nativity scenes, you can't have anything related to Christianity. No crosses, no Bibles, no Jesus. You can have bells, you can have winter scenes again, because God forbid somebody might get offended. So again, every year the left proclaims the war on Christmas to be a ludicrous conspiracy theory while declaring war on Christmas. And it's funny, if you go and ask Muslims about this, whether they care, in every instance I've seen, none of them even care. Who's offended here? Again, it's white lefty liberals being offended on behalf of other people, the bigotry of low expectations. But that's going to wrap it up for the show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Alex will be back with the Sunday show. That's going to do it for now. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.